I, Anne Donnell, a Pathfinder Press reporter for Abbey Hay Garden. We're at the age-friendly Future Summit to find out more about what we can do to create a friendly world. Could you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Dave, and I'm the Ageing Well Lead for the Older People's Commissioner for Wales.
Hi, I'm Helen Hawes. I am the Community Development Worker on the Pathfinder Project in Abbey Hay.
I'm James Barnard, and where do I start? Because, you know, you've got all the different things. I belong to the Manchester Mature Minds Matter.
And why are you here today?
Well, it's Age Friendly Futures, and it's a summit. It's very important that I'm part of the conversation around Age Friendly, so that when I go back to Wales, and I help to support the development of Age Friendly communities in Wales. So hearing about what the issues are here, what the trends are here, and also keeping and being a part of the network, and meeting new people, and like yourself, or like and hearing about all the different bits of work that are going on, it gives me things to take back to people in Wales.
Because I was asked to present on the working group.
Fantastic.
But also to find out about what is happening. We all know that the population is getting older, and will continue to do for a little while yet. So it's interesting to know what Manchester is doing, what Great Britain is doing, what the world is doing, to make arrangements for that and to accommodate, accommodate that. Yes. And so this has been really, really good for doing that, and how business, everything is all involved in moving that stuff forward. And the stuff about economy just before lunch was really, really interesting.
What do you want to see more of for older people across Greater Manchester?
I want to see older people manage to get out the house to enjoy concerts, plays, gatherings, social events, restaurant meals together. I want them to be able to express themselves, and I want them to be given the chance to do that by somebody who is a good facilitator and able to lead discussion and talk about all sorts of things that interest them. And I've got a few groups that do that, and they're just doing a wonderful job. Mature Minds Matter is one of them.
What do I want to see for older people? Just better life, better aging. Like, better contribution, more value for society, to value the process of aging more, and to recognise that the experience of aging, well, some people have got lots of it, and actually that's such a hugely valuable asset. Like, earlier we were hearing about companies developing products and things, but like, what are those companies? Are they talking to other people about things, what they should look like, and what products are needed, and what services are needed? You know, it's like, for older people's experience to be valued and to have a role to play in society, across the piece, really. Yeah.
Consultation with older people, more and more and more. There's still, you know, we've engaged lots of people in Abbey Hay and Gorton. I think in the time that we've been here doing the stuff, actually going to stuff and engaged in actual things that we've done, is that nearly 300 people. It's quite a lot of people for sort of consultations, but there's so many more older people in Gorton and Abbey Hay, and it would be much more impressive, I think, if we got out and spoke to a lot more of those people. The amount of people that we've met from diverse ethnic groups is really, really small, and so there's loads of people that we've made good progress, but it needs to be continued. We need to hear more people's voices from different perspectives, so that we can get the impression of what everybody wants in Gorton and Abbey Hay as they move forward, not just a tiny little group.
And what does an age-friendly future look like to you?
I think it looks like where loads of people are volunteering to make sure that all the older people in their locality are cared for. They need to have some social care, but it's the care of ordinary people like themselves, and the ability to chat or reminisce or whatever. This is going to help people. I don't know why we haven't got a volunteer force for the country with some wonderful name or other, which I wouldn't be able to devise, but where we can get organised care going.
A society in a world where nobody's discriminated against as they get older, just because they get older, and actually the fact they're getting older is seen as a good thing. It's not a burden upon society, it's an asset to society, and it should be seen as that. And until it is, well, we've all got a job to do, eh?